UK police expressed worries about the future homecoming of British militants fighting alongside insurgents in Syria. That of New Scotland Yard's Counterterrorism Command says the prospect of battle-hardened extremists returning to Britain with sophisticated training and practical experience has become a grave concern in recent months. Richard Walton also says there are already signs that British militants are coming back from Syria with orders to carry out attacks. According to intelligence sources, British extremists make up the biggest chunk of hundreds of Western militants fighting the Syrian government. This is France and Australia. Each have about 200 citizens fighting in Syria, with others coming from countries like the United States and Canada. Let's bring our correspondent Amina Taylor from London to tell us more about this. Amina Taylor, of course, the whole thing is alarming. I think the rough estimate is about 300 British nationals. But in this report that we have, it says that there are signs that they have come back hardened and radicalized. Can you tell us more about whether you have any details behind what we have here as signs that the British militants are coming back from Syria?
Kaveh, the news isn't just worrying on the first front you mentioned there about the sheer number of British nationals that are taking part in this situation in Syria. The numbers you have there tally with my sources in the 300 ballpark figure. We've already done several times on this program and also beyond on a number of confirmed dead militants in Syria who were fighting against the government of Bashar al-Assad. And what is perhaps more frightening, according to this speech by Commander Walton, is the ages of some of these young men who are returning from the battlefields in the Middle East, as young as 16 years old. And that is completely a shocking revelation for not just the Metropolitan Police's counterterrorism unit, but also for members of the public who would wonder why many of these individuals who were born and raised in the United Kingdom would want to, first of all, intervene in Syria for ideological reasons, and secondly, would want to come back and to create harm and chaos to a country that they've called their own, and in many cases, that of their family. Richard Walton points to around 400 arrests since the onslaught of the Syrian crisis, with 80 charges made against different individuals. Now, we would have expected numbers in that vicinity because they're just making this public right now. But for the head of Scotland Yard's counterterrorism unit to come out and say, we foresee this being a problem for not just the next decade or so, but as much as a generation, because what happens to these young men who are radicalized, see action on the battlefields, and then come back with a very twisted and warped extremist ideology? They have, in some cases, orders to go ahead and wreak havoc on British soil, but many of them don't need to be told this. They come back with nowhere else to go. Where do you get these ideas? What happens in order for you to enact on some of the things you've seen? It's a very bloody theater of war that's going on in Syria at the moment. And I'm afraid, as Commander Richard Walton is, that London might next be the scene of something incredibly big, completely connected to the Syrian situation, Kaveh.
Thank you very much for that. Correspondent there, Amina Taylor, talking to us from London. Thank you, Amina.